Now, we're going to talk, very good morning, 7 minutes past eight. We're going to talk about wasting police time. Essex police say they get 400 hoax or inappropriate 999 calls. I thought they were going to say every year. Every month. People like this.
Essex police, what's your emergency?
I've just been indoors and there's something that is larger than a mouse. It's about 5 inches long from the tip of its nose to the end of its tail. I've had mice in for some time.
Yeah.
And yet this is quite a lot more serious looking, and I wonder what I do.
You need to find the RSPCA.
Right.
All right, because there's not anything the officers can do for you. It's probably a rat.
Can you give me their number?
I can try and find one for you. Just give me a second. Okay, I've got a number here. Have you got a pen and paper?
No, but I'm scared to go back inside, really, as it's a rat.
Right, okay. Well, there's not anything the officers can do for you. You're going to need to phone the RSPCA.
Is it all right if I go and get a pen and call you back?
Can you not just look it up on your phone? It's not really what 999 is for.
Well, it could kill me.
It won't kill you.
So I can go back inside to the police support, yeah?
With the police's support?
Well, what I mean is there's no reason why a rat can kill me. Is that what you're saying?
I would call RSPCA because they're the ones that deal with animals, because there's not anything the police can do. We're not educated on rats and vermin, so I can't tell you too much about them, I'm afraid.
Right. Can I just have it once more? It's perfectly safe to go inside and be indoors with a rat from you. Is that correct?
I can't tell you if it's perfectly safe. Like I say, I don't know enough about it. I'm not in police control.
You,
I work for the police.
What
saying you
saying
need to contact
rat?
The RSPCA because they
but
are
what
the
what are you saying about safety, please? Just what are you saying about safety? Are you saying that it's safe to be indoors with a rat?
I'm telling you that I can't give you that information because I'm not trained to do so. You need to speak to the RSPCA or pest control.
All right, thank you. Well,
all right, thank you. Goodbye.
Off.
Yes, well, it does. That sounds... I've done phone-ins with calls like that, but it's probably more appropriate, isn't it? Chief Constable, thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
I'm laughing. We're laughing, but this is a huge problem. I mean, 400 calls like that to the police, and citizens getting very upset when they're told to go somewhere else.
Exactly, and of course we're out there trying to get to the calls that really matter. So at this time of year, we've got a spike in all types of crime, and you get those hoax calls. Sometimes they're mistaken, and we can deal with them. They take up my call takers, but my men and women just want to get out there and keep as many people safe as possible, and this is holding us back.
Why, at this time of year, do we get a spike in those sort of calls?
It's not so much the calls. They're constantly around the year. What we do get at this time of year is open windows. We have motorcyclists out on the road, probably going faster than they should. 400 mobile phone users in cars being caught every month by my officers. So we want to reduce the number of burglaries we have to go to. Just a little bit of, you know, this is like one of those, do you remember those old public information requests? Is, you know, if you make a hoax call, my officers will track you down. We will try and prosecute you. We want more time to go out there and find the child abusers and the burglars and the bad people. And with a little bit of thought around watching your open windows, with a little bit of thought around how we prevent crime when we go on holiday, how we make sure that people are keeping an eye on the place. Throughout the summer, we're doing a whole range of things. We're doing tweet-a-thons. I think we've invited you into our force control room. We've got a new game being issued. We've got a new website that allows people to report potholes and damaged lights. So we're really focusing those highly trained officers in my force to go to the things that really matter.
Do you think it's just a sort of lack of thought, or sometimes are people trying to be silly or be clever when they make these calls?
It's a mixture of all of the above. I think you've got the clip of the abusive, obnoxious individual who thought because he missed the last train, he should have a jam sandwich taking him home, a police car looking after him. Those people are ignorant and stupid, and they don't realise that every time they're taking up my call takers, there could be somebody on the other end of that line, you know, a domestic abuse victim, somebody being assaulted that we really need to get to. So lots of things going on. You know, not everything we do is about crime. We have about 300 people go missing every month. So if you're going to the beach, know exactly where your children are. It can be very stressful for you. And of course, as soon as we know there's a child missing, lots of my officers will descend to try and trace them quickly in case they're in danger or anything else is going on.
It's a pretty difficult time around the world, isn't it, really, at the moment in policing? I mean, when you see what happened in Nice last week. It must, you know, how do you actually have officers on standby? The French police got quite a lot of stick for what was going on there.
Mm.
It's a very difficult time, isn't it?
It's a horrible time. You look at what's going on in the States.
Mm.
You look at what's happened in Paris and Nice. It's a time which, you know, we need to reflect. The great thing about this country is we're always trying to be better. You know, I've come on your show and you've given me a hard time rightly when we're not good as we should be. But I love the ambition that we have in this country. Yes, we're tight. The resources are limited, and that's why, you know, Essex Police works with our local communities. We want to help them to keep as safe as possible, and that's why some of these messages come out. But it is a very tough time out there.
Is the relationship between the public and the police good now? I mean, a few years ago, it was fairly strained, wasn't it? And we had the riots in London and various other things. There was a lot of strain. Never the strain that you see in America, luckily, because probably most of our police aren't armed. I don't know what's happened to the breakdown in some of the videos of what some of the police officers in America have been doing. Is there's nothing but cause trouble. And, of course, today, every police officer has a camera and every member of the public has a camera and they're forever taking pictures of each other.
And that's good. In terms of the body-worn video my officers have, you know, it helps the public know exactly what the officer is going to say and do, but it helps us get some really strong evidence as well. And all of this throughout the summer, the relationship between the British police and the British public is overwhelmingly the best in the world, because we do sit down, we do listen. I go out to those public meetings with the police and crime commissioner, I get held to account.
Which is why, of course, they ring you up and ask you if you can give them a lift home.
Well,
and
possibly
back
we're
of
too
somebody's
open.
Mind, yes.
Exactly.
Because I think in some countries, you wouldn't ring the police and ask them to give you a lift home, would you?
No, absolutely. Yeah. And if you did, you'd probably get a far harder response than we give. But this is a difficult time of year for us. I'm putting new shift patterns. My officers are working. We've got new extra specials, you know, volunteering 10,000 hours a month to help us keep the county safe. But we know, because of the great relationship we do have with the people of Essex, we ask them just be a little bit more aware about their mobile phones on open windows, about making sure those plastic UPVC doors at night aren't just handled up, they're locked, because the burglars keep tapping those handles and seeing if they can get in.
400 calls is a ridiculous amount every month, and of course one of those calls could take the attention away from the police and could cause somebody to lose their life.
That's the key. You know, we've got this new web page that tries to open up opportunities for people to contact us. But those hoax callers or stupid callers, ignorant callers, they will be dealt with. And at the same time they're going to be dealt with, we need to just make sure that my officers are being put in the right direction for this county. We're doing some really interesting things. There's going to be clips of my officers, crime scene examiners, people in my fraud teams, just showing people what else is going on behind the scenes. Because people think the only thing Essex do is the Bobby on the beat. Actually, there's loads that goes on. And we're trying to build that relationship and make sure we feel closer to the people of this county.
Give us the website again. People can go and have a look, see what real policing is like.
It's essex.police.uk. Nice, simple one. Go on there. If you see potholes, if you see broken lights, we'll point you in the right direction. We're working with the local councils really well. This is just that summer campaign to reduce the demand and make sure those officers go to the right places.
Chief Constable, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Thanks, James.
And have a great day. Thank you.